Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Happy October, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to October, my favorite month of the year, in my favorite season of the year. I absolutely love October, and it's just, I don't know, it gives me so much joy and pleasure when I see it coming up on the calendar, and then when I can finally write it, and it's, we're in it. So we're here. Happy October. We are here for an oracle card pull to tap into what October has to say for us. And Lauren, I think we were speaking earlier, and you said you were excited for October because you were doing absolutely nothing this month.
Yeah, I mean, nothing as far as like, you know, in the context of a mom and business owner and someone getting ready to put a book out into the world, but a lot less than what I've done in September. I'm just so full of travel and I'm just ready to like settle in and enjoy the weather and the vibes and Halloween and awesome. And my anniversary, I think yours too, right?
Yes.
Which day is yours?
The 21st.
Oh yeah. Same with us.
Yes.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a month that, yeah, it's the most beautiful month here. Leaves change. The weather's good. Like it's just feels good. And we talked a bit about that in our episode about the word just escaped me, the equinox.
Mavon.
Thank you. About Mavon. So you can go to that episode to get some like ideas for a ritual on how to celebrate this season. But today we're going to tap into the energies of October by pulling cards. And we're going to use the Yogic Path deck by Sahara Rose. And as you're listening, just take a moment. There might be like a question that you have or an area where you're looking for clarity, or you might just open yourself to receive what you're meant to receive today. And then think to yourself or let yourself feel out if number one or number two is singing to you or is standing out. And just trust whatever comes, one or two. And if it's both, great. And Rashida is going to pull card number one, and I'm going to pull card number two. So Rashida, if you would like to do the honors, pull your card.
Yes. So I have my three piles in front of me, and number two is calling me. So I pulled Asana in reverse. And I think it's kind of fitting because, you know, we've been talking about, we've had a few episodes on like what yoga is not just, right? It is not just the asanas. I would love to like read into what this deck has about this card, but also like looking at the card, I don't know, my eyes shift to being like out of focus a little bit and like really looking at the picture from like a whole perspective. And I find this like symmetry and balance within it, as well as like I'm just feeling like this like expansiveness, but it's like coming down, like almost like a grounding feeling in a way. So let me read what this card has to say. So Asana, the eight stages of yoga, physical practice to sit in stillness. So it's time to take it to your mat. The mind has been in control for far too long. It will never answer the questions of your soul's calling. To talk to the spirit, you must talk to its home, the body. The solutions are not outside of yourself. They're in this very temple you abide in. Through movement and breath, you create space between the inhales and the exhales to discover your truth. The mind will tell you stories until the end of time. The body cannot. If it's been a while since you've done an asana, yoga practice, consider this a request from spirit reminding you to come back home to yourself. You know, I really like this for October. And I think if we think about it in not just like the actual practice way, but when we come into this season of fall, the weather starts to get a little bit cooler. And yes, there's so many fall activities that we have planned or that we're doing, but I think of home with this season and not being in home just because like it's cold like winter, but like just home and what that means, and then bringing it back into my body. Like, I think this card is asking us to like not only like look outside of ourselves and our home space, and how we can like really like become more in tune with our surroundings, but as well as like in our physical bodies and taking time, for our physical body. Because I don't know if you know, like, I don't know if it's true for you, but during this season leading up to like Christmas and November and Thanksgiving and all that, like there's a lot of eating to be had and not so much movement. So this is a great reminder for us to like maybe get into the practice of like practicing some of our asanas to, yeah, still to still and have that connection, but like as a devotion to our physical bodies and our physical containers so that our soul can thrive in this time that sometimes people get carried away with the marketing and the glitz and the glam and the all the like external things that might start happening. Yeah. What do you think, Lauren?
Yeah. So I'm a yoga nerd. When I think of asana reversed, this is where my mind went. I will say asana has the emphasis on the first syllable. That's the Sanskrit nerd in me. So when I think of asana, it's the third limb of yoga, and it really like in classical yoga, in pre-classical yoga, just means a comfortable seat for meditation. That's all it is. And then it has expanded to become all of these different postures that you think of when you think of the physical practice of yoga. So when I think of asana reversed, it's similar to the card in that I think of a lot of movement, which is what Rashida is speaking to as well. And I think of also, so autumn is a vata season. There's a lot of movement and change, and it can feel ungrounded if you do not kind of balance that with grounding practices. So to me, this is a call not to necessarily sit in stillness and not to have erratic, wild, go with the flow type movement. But this is a call maybe to practice your physical asanas for yoga. Maybe it's hiking, going on walks and looking at nature, basically moving the body in a way that feels really grounding and supportive to this season, like really getting out there and enjoying all of the like abundance and gifts that it has for us. That's really all that's coming to me. And I'm down with that. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I don't have anything else to add. I think that was really wrapped up really nicely. And it's asana.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry for to be pedantic or to be the yoga nerd. It's
no, I want to know what I'm saying it right.
There's a software out there called Asana that a lot of people use, and it's getting it's getting people really confused. Seriously, and like Sanskrit operates kind of similarly to Spanish. So if you're pronouncing it like you would Spanish, it would be asana because the emphasis would be on the second to last syllable. Mm-hmm. But it's asana.
Yeah. I use asana, so it's very easy to say that.
It can be confusing. I'll add one more thing that's coming to me. just because it's been so helpful and grounding for me, is to have some sort of plan when it comes to your movement. So maybe if it's been summer and things have been a little more wild and free, it's time to like set down and be like, when am I going to exercise and move my body? And then to commit to that, because that's really a grounding thing to do, is like have that regular rhythm in your movement practice. And it's something I've been really blessed to be able to commit to over the last few months. And it's been such an important thing for me. When things feel a little out of control, I have that to rely on, which is really nice. Also, like, you'll be thankful for it going into November and December. Like you were saying, those seasons are like the holidays. It's when we're eating more. It's when we have a lot more commitments. If you already have a well-established movement practice going into that, it'll be a lot more easy to feel more balanced and supported through the holiday season. It's a real practical one, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you pulling today?
I like to just shuffle and see what stands out to me. Oh, mine is Diana. I'll show you the card. And it's two women dancing. There is a moon in between them. They're on a beach. It has kind of a dynamic feel to it, which is interesting to me because Diana is meditation, which is like the seventh limb of yoga. And let me find her reading for it. Diana 75. So there are eight stages of yoga: concentration and meditation with the intention to know the truth, is Diana. When was the last time you fully became immersed in what you were doing? Diana is when the dancer becomes the dance, the singer becomes the song, the painter becomes the paint, the lover becomes the love. There is no difference between the doer and the deed. You merge as one. You have pulled the Diana card to remind you that now is the time to transition from doing to embodying. Find that which you can merge with and practice it fully. Become the words in your journal, the asana in your practice, the nature with which you surround yourself, and notice your presence expand. Okay. Yeah, I love that this is pointing to like what truly Diana is, or meditation. So there are these different phases of meditation in yoga. You go through the limbs to get to them. But first is Pratyahara, where you cut your senses off, basically, or turn your senses inward. From there, you concentrate. That's dharana. And then, so that's really what most people think of when they think of meditation, because it can be hard to get beyond that phase of just like focusing. So beyond that is actual meditation, or dharana, which is what Sahara is talking about here, which is like merging with whatever your focus is on. In yoga, the highest focus you can have is the divine. So that would be like merging, becoming one with the divine. And that's what leads to samadhi, which is the final limb, which is just being in this like all-knowing bliss. So for me, when coming back to this month and coming back to fall and coming back to the first card, really, because these go so beautifully together, it's about like truly being present with what's around you. When I think of this season, it's fleeting, right? Like winter is long. There's a lot of, for at least here, there's a lot of snow, a lot of ice, a lot of cold. In summer, it's kind of long too. Like it gets hot and then it stays hot for a long time. Spring and autumn are a little bit different. There's always this like constant change going on. Like right now the leaves are just starting to turn, and then in a couple weeks they're going to be fully like putting on a show. And then soon after that, they'll all start falling down. The weather starts to change. I think of like change more than I do for summer and winter, which is what kind of corresponds it to this Vata season. So nature of life is change. Autumn is this beautiful like symbol for that. And instead of like clinging to the past or looking toward the future, I think this is a call to just like really enjoy this month and to soak up whatever activities you're doing, to like take in the colors, to take in the scents, to take in the celebration and the togetherness, the call to be more home, and like to just enjoy it rather than like be thinking too far ahead to what's about to come.
Yeah, I like that. And I couldn't like really think of anything else, or nothing else is really coming to mind. Just besides, like, I don't know, I just keep seeing this, like, be one, like, but I think it's also, like, telling us to, like, really, like you were saying, sorry, I'm stumbling over my words, but what you were saying, like, being fully present, take in the activities, and just, like, really be in this season of change, because it is fleeting. There's not a lot of stillness within it. But also, like, remembering that this is who we are too, like being one with nature and knowing that we are not outside of it. Like, also, this card is reminding me of just having a remembrance for who we are and our true nature.
I love that. Well, this makes for a very pleasant October.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite month.
The favorite month of the year. October.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, dang, what a good song. October, October.
I love it, Lauren. We are here, ready for the burr in October.
Ready for the burr.
We're ready for the burr in October. No, that's probably not going to come till December, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this so much. I think this is like, I love our like simple readings. And I don't know, do you have anything like on your heart right now as we go into like really go into the season? We did have Maybun, and it's been like a week or so since then, but now we're fully immersed in here. Do you like just have anything you want to share from your heart?
Well, I love you, first of all.
I love you too.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe just that it's okay to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to slow down. It's nature.
Yeah.
What about you? I like that.
Yeah. I think just know like that whatever path you decide to take and whatever you decide to do, that this life is meant for you and nobody else. And so enjoy the times that you love enjoying, even if it's at the detriment of somebody else, meaning like their time. Like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I say the other holidays is just this bad thing, and it's not. Like, it really truly is a time for getting together. But like, be intentional in your enjoyment. And, you know, I feel like sometimes we get in this state of just doing. But like, this is a moment to like slow down and really like sit with the things that we love to do and like really have some intention behind that this year as we step into this moment. And yeah, I'm really excited for the rest of this month, because I know we're going to have an episode on Samhain and what all that entails and our ancestors. And this month is just like really magical, I think. And so allow it to like, I don't know, like get you excited about the magic of life, I think.
Yeah.
I just felt like I wanted to say that.
I love that. And it really speaks to like aligning with your own values and then acting from that. I mean, you and I had a private conversation the other day about like guilt and like what's actual guilt and what's not, and like wanting to please others. And sometimes when you align with your own values, it isn't what is pleasing someone else. And
yes,
I think just being at peace with that instead of feeling guilt is probably what we need to do to live lives that we feel proud of.
You said that so much better than I did, Lauren. Thank you.
No, I did. I did not.
Yes, you did. I'm using words like detriment, but you know, no. Like pleasure. You're right. Like, yeah, I'm really feeling that. And I don't know if it's like the older we get, the more we realize like, yeah, we get to like do what we want and it's not going to please everybody, but it's our moment. It's our time. And October is here. So thank you, bestie. I really like this reading and this poll.
I do too. I love you. Happy October, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful month. And bye. I'll be back soon.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.